Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
Well, the cattle futures finished a little bit weaker at the end of today. We did have some higher trade midday, but we finished about steady to 20 lower on the feeder cattle. Live cattle, on the other hand, were about 40 to 80 cents lower. Oklahoma City today has had 7,400 head, and they're calling it $2 to $6 higher. So that's a little bit better than last week. Box beef at midday was pretty quiet here, down 23 cents on choice at 217.44. Select was up 40 at 195.20, so that choice-select spread tightening up to be $22.24. Box beef has been working a little bit lower. We're still at a relatively high part of the range going back over the last couple of years. Last week, it looks like live cattle trade ranged anywhere from 109 to 114, which put packer margins at a positive $182 a head as of today. A week ago, it was about 204, so they've come down some, but that's still pretty positive in terms of packer margins. Closeouts are losing a little bit of money. I've seen anywhere from $40 to $60 a head on the downside there. And then the hog market today finished a little bit weaker here. We had an additional case of ASF over in China. It makes 144 cases. Seems to still be growing at a little bit slower rate than what it has been.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31, live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July, live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
Today's grain futures market was mixed here. We had wheat 3 to 4 cents lower, corn unchanged to a penny higher, and beans about 1 to 2 higher. Last night, the market started off higher across the board, then got weaker throughout midday and came back toward the second half of the day. We do have several reports this week. The first one that's today is the crop progress and condition report. Corn and bean conditions are expected to be 1 to 2% higher than where they were last week. 57% good to excellent on corn and 55% good to excellent on the soybeans. Soybean planted is expected 96 or 97%, up from 92% last week. Winter wheat anywhere from 45 to 50% harvested. Last week was 30%, so good condition, good progress there. The winter wheat condition is expected unchanged at 63%. And then Thursday, 11 a.m., we've got the USDA report. The big numbers there are the corn and bean yield and production numbers. It looks like they're going to lower the corn yield to 165, down from 166. And total production of 13.664 billion bushels, down from 13.68 last month. Soybean production, the yield of 48.56, down a bushel per acre from 49.5. Then production to 3.88 billion, down from 4.15 billion. So tighter production. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.